This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And don't forget to check me out on Drive at 4 p.m. today, where we're joined by not one but two guests in the studio. Barry Hearn will be with us and Fabio Wardley will be in the studio as well. So make sure you join me and Bentley for an action-packed show at 4 p.m. today. Now, we begin today's poddy with one of the biggest stories of the weekend. And Mohamed Salah said, "If I speak today, there will be fire." I mean, that's me saying it, but that's basically what he said. After clashing with Jurgen Klopp on the touchline during Liverpool's draw at West Ham. We'll hear from Simon Jordan shortly, but first, his former Celtic gaffer, Martin O'Neill, who's disappointed with what he saw.
Jurgen Klopp's final few games as manager of Liverpool not going well at all. More points dropped. And Mo Salah saying there will be fire if he speaks. Something is not quite right at Liverpool Football Club, and that could well be an understatement.
It's unfortunate, really, because two iconic figures fighting with each other, or certainly verbally having a go at each other, is not a great scene, and not a great scene for Liverpool. Klopp has been a phenomenal manager there, and Salah's been a phenomenal player. Okay, Salah has been, I think... He seems to be an unhappy figure for a number of times. He's been left out of games when you think to yourself, your main player, your main lad could maybe win you some of those games. And I'm quite sure that Salah was probably really disappointed not starting this game that Liverpool probably, in the last throws, needed to win. Klopp has stayed out of it. Salah has mentioned something at the end of it all by saying, oh, listen, I don't really want to say that much. Here's your point. It's not a great scene to find two big figures at a very big football club arguing over who's going on.
I think there's frustration. I think if you look at the altercation, it starts with Klopp saying something to Salah, which Salah reacted to. And I wonder if Klopp wasn't feeling so frustrated about recent results, because he talked about the result against Everton midweek and just said, we've got to play better football. So clearly he's frustrated with what's in front of him, can't quite work it out himself, how we've got to this position. And he's trying not to give people headlines, but trying to be as upfront as he possibly can in an interview about his unhappiness with what he's watching. So he's trying to walk this line between saying what he really wants to say and ultimately not giving people a narrative they can pull at. So you see the frustration that Klopp has. He said something that I don't recall Klopp saying much to players on the touchline that can involve an altercation, so he's frustrated. Salah, probably, the balance of power shifted, the manager's going. I wonder if a year ago when Klopp was in ascendancy and complete control over the player would have bitten back, and maybe Salah's motivations are different. I think it's immature and childish for a player to walk through the mixer zone and need to say that. He didn't need to say anything. He didn't need to tell you what he said. He chose to say it because that's about what players think they can say. That's about a lack of respect.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, the latest episode of Simon and Souness is available right now on the TalkSport YouTube channel. Why'd they call it that? Why not just like Jordan and... Oh, it's double S. What? Like Simon and Souness. Right? It sounds the same. No, it doesn't. It looks the same. No, it doesn't. Oh, I've no idea why they called it that then. Anyway, this week the boys discussed the future of Salah.
Do you think he'll leave this summer?
I think there's a real chance. I think there's every chance that he's done a deal with Liverpool at the end of last season, the summer last year. All the interest from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
He's given him another year.
Yeah.
It's a bit like Ronaldo at Man United. Do you remember? He gave him another year then went off to Real Madrid. I think there's every case, and there's every possibility that is the case. Given Salah, I think he's 32 now. I think he's been marvellous for Liverpool. But I think he's had his head turned. He's gone back to a Muslim country.
That's what I was about to say.
His mother tongue.
Yeah.
So, at his age and everything else, I think...
31.
I think there's every chance that that will happen.
On now to the Championship. And Leicester are the champions. Well done, Leicester City. Champione. Champione. I'm sure that's not what they say. Anyway, if you don't believe me, here's how it happened on TalkSport 2.
Three goals tonight. They could have had more. Fatawu rattled the woodwork as well. But it's been a dominant performance from Enzo Maresca's side. And with promotion already in the bag, they now know they will be returning to the Premier League as champions of the Championship. Leicester City are back in the Premier League and they are taking the Championship title with them. It's been an emphatic performance from the very first whistle. Jamie Vardy, he brought the party for Leicester as he always does. Two goals, one either side of half-time. McAteer with a third, and it's Leicester City who will take the title. Preston nil, Leicester City 3.
What's it been like since Friday, knowing you've been promoted? Because the pressure on you has been quite intense, hasn't it?
Yes, but I said many times, the noise was more outside the noise, in terms of we knew that we were going to draw points. It's impossible to win all the games. So we draw points against Millwall, against Plymouth, but I said many times, we didn't drop our performance. The performance was good, we created many chances. Unfortunately, we didn't take the chance, but overall, we were good.
Two outstanding performances to eventually get the job done.
Exactly. Yeah, but in 45 games, I think we play many good games. Now it's time to enjoy, and we are happy.
The work will start, I'm sure it's already started for next year. Jamie Vardy, will he be at Leicester next season?
No, you are wrong. The work still doesn't start. Now now is the moment to enjoy tonight. Think about Saturday game, if we can win at home. And then next week we're going to start to plan next season.
TalkSport Daily.
Let's go to Gorinda, the Leicester fan. Right, she's back.
She
all right, Gorinda.
There
I
she
am
is.
Gorinda.
All right, Gorinda.
Champion away, 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 away. We're back up.
You're back. You're elite again, Gorinda.
Obviously, yeah. Do you know what have I been listening to? You bottlers. And Chelsea, you shambles. Absolute. Oh, my God, what a ball fest. It's all about the Leicester. We are back up today.
Congratulations, Gorinda. What are you doing tonight to celebrate? You must be doing something special.
No, I'm going to do something special at the weekend.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm feeling really emotional. I've literally had a cry.
Have you?
I mean, the Championship was, honestly, it was horrible. It was stressful.
Not good down in that Championship, is it, Gorinda? What did you think of it? What did you think of the teams in it?
I hated it. It was stressful. It was too much. You know what? I'm back in the Premier League. Yeah. I am elite, even
you
more.
Are. You are. Did you feel a little bit like you'd been out like on the tube and the train? You couldn't wash your hands. You felt a bit dirty in the Championship.
The Championship is horrible. I know. Yeah.
They're nasty, aren't they? Stinky.
I've got like a little list of our awards.
Oh, go on.
So on 2nd of May 2016, we won the Premier League.
Yeah, well done. Congratulations. Well done. Great. That's excellent work, Gorinda.
Yeah. Yeah. 15th of May 2021, we won the FA Cup.
Well, excellent work.
Yeah. 7th of August 2021, we won the Community Shield.
Excellent. Well done.
And tonight, 29th 04, we've won a trophy.
Hold on, Gorinda. So you missed something, though. You missed something in between that, that little...
She did, didn't she?
You missed something quite big.
Yeah, you did.
You missed out something.
Yeah.
What?
No, Gorinda? What happened last season?
Yeah.
Around, you know, May time. What happened? End of last season?
No,
around May time?
No.
Something quite big quite happened to Leicester. What happened?
Stop it. Right. That was 4 trophies. Like, I would like...
And a relegation.
No. Tottenham, Chelsea. I've just like literally told you four trophies. Can you tell me in that time, what have you two won, Chelsea?
Champions League, Club World Cup, Super Cup.
What? No, no, no. From 2016, 2021, August 2021, and April 2022.
Yeah, I mean, 2 years ago,
I think Chelsea.
I mean, Gorilla, I'm not getting into a list of this childish spat with a Leicester fan. That's for sure. No, it is. But no, but Grinda, forget that. Well done, congratulations. I want to know what you
forget it.
Are you? You know, you said you're getting emotional. What, you must be doing something with the girls at the weekend, Grindy. You must be like having a big night out with the girls at the weekend. Where are you going?
Yeah.
I'm
gonna
have come on.
A night out next weekend. I'm going to have an absolute amazing time.
Go on. Tell us a bit more detail.
Yeah, I'm just going on a bit of a date. But yeah.
Oh, there we go. Why not?
An elite date. A Premier League date.
Yes,
she's going on.
A Premier League date.
Yeah, not Championship date, this one.
It's not TGI Fridays, is it?
No. This is elite.
Where is it? Where are you going?
Where are you going? Hooters?
I don't know yet. Yeah.
Stringies?
What?
Corinda's going. She's going right to the very top.
Going to the
right
top.
To the very top.
Yeah.
She's not knocking about with all bar one.
All bar one.
None of that rubbish.
Bit of Weatherspoons.
None of that.
No. She's back. She's
back
in Gordon Ramsay's pub.
Bit of the ivy.
Yeah. Set the ivy. She's back in the ivy.
Cocktail in one hand.
She is. She's back in business.
Corinda.
She's elite again.
Corinda is Premier League.
Elite once again.
She is Premier League. She is. Can't deny it, Corinda. You can't hide. You literally can't keep quality down.
Obviously.
Corinda, have a good night. We'll see you next week when you're celebrating at the weekend. She's back. She's back in business. Yeah. I like Weatherspoons. Huh? Bit Weathers.
No. Depends what time. We're 10:30 in the morning, yeah. What's the other pubs open midday? No.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, the fallout from the North London Derby continues, and footage has emerged of Ben White fiddling with Vicario's gloves. Here's me and Benty on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show, praising the housery of big bad Ben White.
What did you make of Ben White trying to take Vicario's gloves off?
I love it.
I thought that was brilliant.
I love it. Do you know what I love about him, right?
Go on.
I love it because he's quite cheeky, and that's him.
Yeah.
But if you're a Spurs player or the manager, right, and I was at West Ham versus Tottenham a few weeks back doing the co-coms. West Ham scored from a corner. Zuma come in, bang. Someone was on. Antonio was on the goalkeeper. The goalkeeper is so soft when it comes to corners and set plays. Why? And you look at the goals that Arsenal scored. Why are Spurs not getting somebody trying in between the goalkeeper and Ben White? So you call, I don't know, Ben Davis. Ben, come here. Do me a favour, just stand on Ben White. Don't let him get anywhere near me. I'll try and come through the cross. Two times the ball goes in the box, and Vicario, by the time the ball hits the net, he's on his back.
Okay,
in the goal.
So you've got a very successful set piece coach.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
Set piece coach. As Postecoglou, after the game, when he was questioned as to whether or not Spurs should have one, said no categorically. Right?
Mm-hmm.
How important do you think it is that Arsenal have got one? Because they're scoring from set pieces.
Well, it's massive.
And Spurs are conceding from set pieces.
Well, Arsenal score more goals from set plays, corners than anyone.
But is
league.
That down to having a coach that just deals with that? It must be, right?
Well, of course, because Arsenal didn't have one before and they weren't. So the facts are there, do you know what I mean? So from Spurs, listen, and he's probably annoyed that his team's got beat.
Mm.
But that's an area you've got to look at, because other teams will pick up on that and go, hold on, the goalkeeper's a bit weak, and Spurs don't give him any protection. Like, if a goalkeeper's weak for crosses, you've got to do everything you can to stop anyone getting in his area. Especially if your goalkeeper's not the most vocal, the most, what's the word, where they're quite
animated,
intimidating, right?
Okay.
Every single time Ben White's on his own with the goalkeeper, he backs in and the goalkeeper just flaps at it, people score.
Mm. On now to celebrity arse Piers Morgan. That's a bit harsh, isn't it? Oh, celebrity Arsenal fan. Sorry, Piers Morgan, my mistake. Smugly offering to pay for and lead the celebrations of Tottenham's top four parade if they beat Man City. Well, Goldson, you're right the first time. Well, that's a bit harsh, but I won't go that far. He's a powerful man, the fella.
You're never going to win the league. You haven't won the league in my lifetime. It's never going to happen. I said this to my dad last night. He's a massive Tottenham fan. He went into a huge slump at 3-0 down. I said, look, Dad, your expectation levels are lower. You're a Tottenham fan. You're never, ever going to win the Premier League. However, top four is great for you guys. Coming fourth It's like winning a trophy for Tottenham. So my message to all Tottenham fans and the players is, come on, guys, put aside the rivalry and you can come fourth. And that is going to be the greatest moment in the history of Tottenham Hotspur. Coming fourth is a brilliant trophy for you guys. So put aside the North London rivalry. Get out there on May the 14th. Dismantle Manchester City, have your moment in the sun, and go and have an open bus top parade. I'll even pay for it. I will pay for several buses to walk, to drive up and down Tottenham, right, celebrating coming forth, and we'll all be out there. I'll even wear a Tottenham shirt and join in the bus top parade. Right, so this is the moment, Tottenham. Come forth, win the nearest thing to a trophy, a real trophy you're ever going to win, and help Arsenal win the Premier League.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Premier League clubs have voted in favour of developing plans to introduce a spending cap. Here's Kieran Maguire, the football finance expert. Ooh, get you to tell us more. Actually, that is quite impressive.
If we take a look at the what we think are the rules, what you do is that you take the TV money from the Premier League for the side that finishes bottom of the Premier League, and you multiply that by a number. Now, we don't know whether that's going to be 4.5 or 5 times 6. So if we take a look at last season, Southampton had the lowest TV money, just over 103 million. You multiply that, and that gives you 518 million if you're going to use a 4.5 times figure. And then you say, well, clubs can spend 518 or up to 518 million pounds on player wages, agents fees, transfer fees, and player write downs. And if you plug that in, probably 18, 19 out of 20 clubs, it won't impact. I think Chelsea would have been impacted on the basis of their spending last year. But even Chelsea don't think they're going to spend the same amount of money on a regular basis. So it's a bit of a funny one. I don't really see it impacting upon clubs on the present level of the TV deal.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, here's Angry Jacobs, or Andy, as some people call him, going on a big old rant about football again. I mean, to be fair, this could have been yesterday, the day before, even last year, or even 40 years ago, when he was just 50 years old.
1:05. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Andy.
Yes, good afternoon, everybody. And with so many errors being made every week,
yeah,
I've decided that Howard Webb should start sending out apology gifts, like macarons.
Like a fruit basket.
Yeah, fruit basket. Yeah. Gary O'Neill could open his own shop.
I think he probably could, yeah. He'd have the local Greggs out of business, honestly, in 5 minutes, wouldn't he?
It's just, honestly, I mean, my son sent me a text. I know he was upset because of the end of the game, but he said to me, I've had it with football. You know, it's not just VAR. It's actually the laws. The laws need to be looked at, need to be changed. Offside has got to go to clear daylight. Otherwise, there's no point. You don't need to go to Dutch Division 3 to try it. Honestly,
they
just
always
do it.
Get a poor old Dutch Division 3.
It'll be a much better game. Everybody will understand what offside is. I mean, the one yesterday with Van der Ven, we'll talk about it with Danny, it was ridiculous. Absolutely ludicrous. But there you go. What are you going to do?
But, you know, as you say, as the laws stand, as the way they conduct VAR,
but need to change.
I don't sense from what those in the know say that it's going to get a whole... It's like the idea that, oh, we got semi-automated offsides next year, everything will be fine.
But what's the point of this sort of thing, like a toe or shoulder blade. People are sick of it. Nobody wants it.
No.
Absolutely pointless. It's annoying. And I can't believe that they won't look at it and do something about it. Even Arsene Wenger thinks it should be that, doesn't he?
Yeah. No, he does. And he's a man of influence. Yeah,
exactly.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the Talks About Where We Get Your Podcast From. I'm back on Andy Austin's Drive Time Show today. At 4 p.m. There will be another one of these Andy Austin Talks About Daily podcast out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. Don't forget, of course, to hit the like and the subscribe button. Until then, thanks for listening, everyone. Be safe, my friends. Be safe.
Thanks, I'm here, matey. I'm all ready. What's going on?
No, there's no links tonight. We're not doing it, mate.
What do you mean?
I've just got an item. I'm just coming here because
hit the subscribe, hit the like, hit the buttons.
Well, there isn't. There's no podcast, mate. That's what I'm saying.
Enough.
Oh, yeah, by the way, remember to hit like and subscribe. Cheers.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
Flimsy stands slowing you down? Well, it's time to upgrade. Armadillo builds durable North American-made tablet stands and kiosks. We're so confident, we offer a lifetime warranty. So, elevate your business and visit armadillo.com. That's ArmadilloDIO.com and use code ACAST for 5% off. Armadillo, built to last, designed to impress.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.